This is the SD blog. You are listening to Mjolnir, a Touch GFX implementer and partner, or why ecosystems matter. Engineers that only look at the source code or APIs of a graphical interface framework are missing out. Mjolnir Informatics, a member of the SD Partner Program, exemplifies that lesson. The company is an early Touch GFX implementer and is a highly symbolic pillar in SD's graphical ecosystem. Indeed, its engineers work with many companies, such as PSI Control, the team behind the UI for a coffee machine. Mjolnir's contributions range from consulting services to full-scale customized software solutions. Additionally, the SD partner also offers technical training to engineering teams that will take over once the Danish company ships a UI. Mjolnir is also offering machine learning solutions on embedded systems that take advantage of STM32Cube AI. Let us therefore look at the importance of the ecosystem that surrounds a graphical framework. The framework's ecosystem is as important as the framework itself. Choosing a graphical framework has many ramifications. Developers pore over code and software tools to determine if a solution is right for them. Many try to evaluate whether a framework is efficient, flexible, and suited for their application. However, this is only a piece of the equation. Indeed, a small team with little experience will seldom, if ever, write an entire UI from scratch. No matter the framework, the task itself would be too overwhelming. Interfaces are complex beasts. Indeed, there are so many things to consider when it comes to user experience and overall design that it's easy to fall into traps that end up delaying a release to market and drastically increasing costs. Hence, the ecosystem around a framework can be as important as the framework itself. In a nutshell, ensuring a framework has support from the right partners can save a lot of time, money, and frustration. Mjolnir NSD, the importance of collaboration, a solution to the optimization challenge. Developers often struggle with code optimizations, especially because embedded systems have memory or power consumption constraints. Hence, a code must be as efficient as possible, or projects could get too expensive. Programmers also know that the ability to optimize a system only comes after years of experience. If mastering a programming language takes years, learning the ins and outs of a framework is no different. However, small teams may not have the talent or resources necessary to achieve great optimizations. Hence, an SD-authorized partner like Mjolnir offers a unique value proposition by providing its years of experience with Touch GFX. For instance, it'll always be faster to learn from their teams than by making common mistakes. As a result, Touch GFX's ecosystem is critical, because it solves the optimization challenge that many startups or smaller groups face. A front row seat to innovation. When optimizing a system, taking advantage of the relationship between SD and Mjolnir is vitally important. For instance, the SD-authorized partner told us that they worked on an early implementation of what later became cacheable containers, a technology that uses a bitmap cache to improve graphical performances. Similarly, Mjolnir worked with some versions of partial frame buffer before we could make it public. SD publicly releases new Touch GFX features after undergoing extensive development and testing. Some of those operations take place with partners like Mjolnir as we still work out issues. Hence, working with the SD authorized partner can help companies unfamiliar with embedded GUIs or those seeking to optimize a system. SD and Mjolnir, the foundation of efficient workflows. Choosing the right hardware specification. Touch GFX 4.16 and its new Touch GFX Designer features showed the importance of the PC tool when designing a UI. Developers can start their proof of concept iterate, and then customize their interface as they get closer to production. However, engineers may struggle when figuring out the final hardware specification of their system. Choosing the right MCU or whether to add external memory is challenging, and a wrong answer may have dire consequences. An overpowered configuration will negatively affect profits, while an underpowered one will lead to a poor user experience. The solution is thus to use the services of a company like Mjolnir that can help teams spec their system. Their experience from working with PSI Control, Cerebell, Nylon, and more means they can rapidly determine what hardware is necessary. Learning to customize. Developers working on a UI from scratch may feel isolated. The SD community has a special section dedicated to TouchGFX, and the link is in the blog post, so that anyone can ask questions to experts and engineers. However, there are situations that require a more private or tailored approach. Yet, some companies may be reluctant to outsource their UI for fear that it may limit them. As a result, Mjolnir offers various levels of services. In many instances, the company will create an interface, then offer training to its customers so their people can take over. A startup that needs to customize elements or make last-minute changes can thus confidently do so. This approach can even serve as career building for programmers that will learn from Mjolnir as they grow their knowledge of TouchGFX. This was Mjolnir, a TouchGFX implementer and partner, or why ecosystems matter. To learn more about Mjolnir or TouchGFX, check out blog.st.com. Thank you.